Mr. Bart. To Kill a Mockingbird.
Welcome back to the To Kill a Mockingbird podcast for chapter 17 and 18. Now, we've heard about the town's reaction to the actual crime itself and the town's reaction to the white lawyer who's defending this black man. And we're finally going to hear about the crime itself now from the point of view of the people involved and basically being the Ewell family. To the people of the town, all that matters is the opinion of the Ewells because they are the white family in which the crime has been committed. They do not care about Tom Robinson's side or what happened with him. Now, Bob Ewell is an interesting character and really earns our hate in this chapter, as he shows his disdain for the rules and his anger towards the courtroom and his disobedience almost and lack of respect for the courtroom through his manners of his speech and his manners of the way he sits and talks and his arrogance on the witness stand, his total lack of concern for his daughter's physical condition in comparison with his outrage at the color of her alleged assailant. I mean, we have so many problems here with Bob Ewell and his feelings and emotions that it's just amazing to see his character. I think he's really comical in a sense and really humorous. Not humorous as in, you know, boom, boom, ching, funny, but humorous that someone could be that ignorant and that rude. In chapter 18, however, we receive a very different picture. We have the character of Mayella Ewell, who, might I add, is a very funny, an outrageous character in the movie itself with a very dramatic bipolar tantrum in the middle of the movie. And we begin to feel sympathy for her, not only because she's so lonely and so spiritually bare, but her outright physical squalor and her very existence alone is kind of just sad and pathetic in its own sense. I love in this chapter how Atticus just totally demolishes, destroys, crushes Bob Ewell's testimony, making it clear that he's a liar, that he's telling no ounce of truth whatsoever, and that he really doesn't care about who wins the trial because he already knows that they have it in the bag. And he really wants to punish Tom Robinson for some reason. It's very apparent, too, in chapter 18 when Atticus, I mean, darn near begs Mayella to tell the truth before it's too late. So that's kind of interesting to note also. One of the most important things you guys can realize about chapter 17 and 18 are the discrepancies between the two character stories, between Bob Ewell's story and Mayella Ewell's. Notice that Bob Ewell claims that he saw some certain things, and notice what Mayella actually claims occurred. Notice that there are definitely parts in both stories that are definitely not true. But also look at what's implied by a lot of the stories. There's some sexual abuse of Mayella by her father, which is implied, and some mistreatment. And it's not for certain who did this in this chapter yet, but you are certain that Bob Ewell did not see Tom Robinson do any of the bruising or hitting. We obviously know that Tom Robinson can't. So therefore, Tom Robinson is cleared in our minds, cleared in a lot of the townsfolk's minds. But once again, it goes back to the jury and the white versus the black issue and the white versus the black concepts of what's right and what's wrong for their society. One question you may ask yourself in the story is, who are the mockingbirds? And I argue, one, that Mayella is a mockingbird. I want you guys to think about why. We'll discuss that in class tomorrow, of why Mayella may be a mockingbird. Todd Robinson as well. Why is he a mockingbird and how so? Scout herself. How is she a mockingbird and in what ways? Notice the techniques that Harper Lee uses to describe Mayella. She's first placed in the class. We first know her socioeconomic status first before we even know what her character is. And the placing of the home life first really tells us a lot more about what she endures than really who she is. But that seems to be more important in this case. Also look at the parallelism. Mayella, when asked about her father, answers, "He does tollable, except when..." In Chapter 1, Scout characterized her father as satisfactory. This presents a case of relativity. Scout has no more idea that her father is exceptionally fine than Mayella has that her father is exceptionally bad. So they both don't really realize who their fathers are. To both of them, they're, oh, he's okay. When really, Atticus is exceptionally fine and Bob Ewell is exceptionally not. For the DJs, if you have growing up, I think it would be more of a challenging aspect to write about Mayella and her growing up in this chapter, or the description of her home life as maybe to assume how she grew up. The second thing would be for those who have prejudice, the prejudice against socioeconomic classes and poverty And was it why would Harper Lee choose to write about that first, unless she wanted it to be important to us? Writing, of course, once again about the poverty of the male Yule before her character. And for those of you who have courage, maybe talk about the courageous act of testifying on stand, Mayella, and even being confronted with some lies on stand and still trying to stick with your story. Courage will also be Atticus, courage to expose the truth. He keeps hounding away at Mayella when he knows what she's saying is lies. Same with Bob. Also courage in the fact that Atticus keeps pressing on for what's right when he knows that he's battling a uphill battle. My dog is squeaking in the background consistently, so that squeaking you hear is him. I'm sorry, I have to go take him out now because he wants to go outside and go to the bathroom. With that said, Chapter 17 and 18 in the bag. Tune in tomorrow for Chapter 19. Have a great one. If you have any questions, give me a call, leave me some voicemails, and I'll talk to you later.
Mr. Bob's To Kill a Mockingbird.